This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Come for the films, stay for the food, and join in the conversation is another tagline that we've got.
That's Peggy Penko-Rossoff, and she's talking about the fourth annual Wilmington Jewish Film Festival, subtitled A World of Jewish Cinema. Festival President Debbie Smith and Peggy, the marketing chair, joined me in the studio. Here's Peggy again.
This is our fourth year. And the festival has grown a little bit every year, and we are happy to reach out to Jews and non-Jews all over Wilmington and get an even greater audience. On Sundays, we will have a catered reception, like a dinner reception, sort of. We start at 3 o'clock, and then on the weeknights, we start at 7, and there will be dessert and coffee after each film so that the audience gets a chance to voice their opinion and converse with each other.
And some of the films will incite a lot of conversation.
Yes, I think the films that we are showing this year are of really high quality and very meaningful. Some of the topics are controversial. Some of the topics are rather disturbing, but I think it will evoke a lot of good conversation. And that's really what we're trying to accomplish.
The first film of the festival is a serious one called Denial. It screens this Sunday, which is Holocaust Remembrance Day.
A true story about a woman, Deborah Lipstadt. And she wrote a book where she cited David Irving as one of the Holocaust deniers. And in turn, he decided to sue her for libel. The story is about the trial and what happened during the trial. It's a very compelling story. The movie has a wonderful pacing. And the actress, Rachel Weisz, she's the one who plays Deborah Lipstadt.
On a lighter note, a comedy drama called The Women's Balcony is about gender relations in an Orthodox Jewish community.
It is a rift in the Orthodox community because the women are seated separate from the men, and there's a bar mitzvah that takes place, and the balcony that the women are on collapses.
The women in this congregation don't cover their heads. They're modern Orthodox. This very staunch young rabbi comes through, and he starts to divide the congregation. He gets all the men to start saying that the reason that this balcony collapsed was because the women were not observant enough and they should be covering their heads. And it gets the women all riled up.
It's a good-hearted tale. It talks about the difference between men and women within the Jewish Orthodox community.
Peggy is excited about a double screening on the last day of the festival with a feature-length and short documentary paired.
A film which is called In Search of Israeli Cuisine, a documentary about a gentleman who went all over Israel in order to determine what really are Israelis eating, which is a little bit of everything, and it's kind of interesting. And that's preceded by our Oscar-nominated short documentary, which is Joe's Violin, about an aging Holocaust survivor who donates his violin to a 12-year-old schoolgirl from the Bronx, a real tearjerker.
Heartwarming.
Heartwarming. Heartwarming.
That was Peggy Penko-Rossoff and Debbie Smith from the Wilmington Jewish Film Festival, featuring 11 films over 3 weeks, beginning this Sunday. Find the full schedule at whqr.org.